And with 10:16 to go in the first half, 14-12 in favor of the Saints. Notre Dame, Dana Moore University on defense now. Thanks. SMU now, Eric Taylor's come in, the 6'2" sophomore. Taylor. Jeremy Green from the right corner. Here's a jumper from the right side, Pendleton. No back, Adam Ford with the rebound. Ford brings it up. Ford 1-on-4. Ford with a 360 jumper, and it goes down, and somehow they turn it around, and he was a charging foul on Ford against Squires. Yeah, that was the most athletic play of the entire tournament so far. Ford runs across on the loose ball, brings it all the way down, goes 1-on-4, manages to get it to fall, and somehow he's called on it. And I didn't see it, but apparently nobody argued it, so. Green now with the deuce on the other end. Loose ball now over in the corner. By the way, fans, you can pick this game up live on b2livetv.com. And for a very nominal charge, you can watch this game on the internet and get the radio broadcast along with it. And considering we're coming to you live from Dominican University, every cent goes to DU Athletics, and that's a good thing. Any way you look at it, it's a very nice thing. SMU now. Jeremy Green gets the pass. He's fouled on the way. Bucket. And an extra point. The foul is called against Stormont. SMU is going to sub in a couple or three. And we'll get those to you shortly. SMU bringing in Roger Vota. And, oh, the free throw is missed. It was in for a long time, and then it somehow bounced out. 9 minutes exactly, fans, to go in the first half. Heads up ball control by Josh Pettit. And the foul is called on Eric Taylor, the 6'2" sophomore out of Seattle. Frick re-enters the game in place of Ford with 8:58 to go. Just under the bucket, an off-ball penalty called against Pendleton with a big arm check against, I'm not sure who he hit, but he picks up his first, and that's the fifth called against St. Martin's. Notre Dame under the bucket. Lee on the way. Oh, long three ball. Actually, it was a long two ball. But it was right back at him in the horseshoe. Soft jumper on the way by Green. No. Put back. No. SMU. Loose ball. Nobody can get it. Somehow, SMU comes up with it. Jeremy Green with some heads-up play there. And a three ball. After Votog enters the game, Green, after two shots on goal, the Saints are able to come back up with it, and then Votog nails a long three from straight away. Hightower now on the right wing. He's back over to Pettit. Pettit takes the screen from Hightower, zigzags in. Now a nice clean look, not taken by Frick. He drives it in, loose ball. Down with it is Taylor. Frick couldn't get it to fall, coming up on 8 minutes, 21-12 in favor of the Saints. Big run here for the Saints. The Saints have 9 unanswered, I believe, inside of 8 minutes now. Saints starting to break away. Soft jumper Saints. No, deep. Pendleton couldn't get that one to go. Taking down Notre Dame. Sprinting across the court is Pettit. Pettit dumps it off to Frick and then hits the deck. Does a stage dive into SMU's bench. Poole gets ready to re-enter Hightower. Pettit pops back up, and now he's between the circles with 18. Victor Lee out on the left, right wing. Lee with a soft jumper on the way, air ball. Put back Frick, no. Frick picks up a foul and another one against Pendleton. Pendleton at 6'7", junior. He's at 215 pounds. He's out of Auburn, Washington, fans, and he just picked up his second. 7 minutes and 25 seconds to go in the first half. 21-12 in favor of
St. Martin's University, the Saints. Don't forget, fans, coming up next, the Penguins, Seattle Pacific, radio.dominican.edu.
Say what you need to say. Say what you need to say. Say what you need to say. Say what you need to say.
Yeah. Are you looking to be a part of something bigger than yourself? Surrounded by competitive people thriving off success? Becoming part of a family that has your back every step of the way? Pride. Then Dominican University of California has a place for you. Join an athletic team today and be a part of an ongoing tradition that doesn't die.
Success.
Because being good just isn't good enough.
The Dominican Classic, brought to you by Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn with you on radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting worldwide. Our athletics director here at the Conlon Center is the great Terry Toomey. This broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department, where our head coach is Melba Beals. 7:25 to go, 21-12. Blake Poole back in there for the Saints. Saints has a couple of very dominant players, Poole being one of them. Galen Squires being another one of them. Saints were just wreaking havoc last night against the mighty Penguins. Tyler Frick on the line. And he makes this one, 7:25. And he gets to go again. 21-13 now. Frick very deep, taking down SMU. Roger O'Neill with a rebound. He brings it up himself. He's got the left arm with the softy on it, the soft cast. Kind of looks like a cast, but it's really just a sleeve of sorts. Might keep the pieces of his elbow in place. Jeremy Green under the bucket, gets wrapped up. Foul is called against Eric Hartvigsen. Hartvigsen is in there wearing the clear mask to protect his forehead and nose and eyes. First one by Green is missed. Way right. Second one's on the way. Everybody breaks into the key, and the second one falls. Clock rolls, 22-13 Saints. Coming up on 7 minutes, fans. Backcourt, big-time pressure. Hightower's got it. Driving the bucket is Pettit. He backs out and dumps it off to Mollett. Pettit's got it again inside of seven. 19 on the shot clock, 6:50. Pettit goes between the circles. He backs way up by the timeline. Over to the left side. Well, there wasn't many players over there, but Frick couldn't get anything to happen. And Poole with a rebound. 6:35 to go. Bomber getting ready to come back in. Green. Poole. Three ball. Deep. Well, it was a little short. It actually hit short and bounced deep. 6:20 to go. NDNU turns it around. Notre Dame sitting on 13. Nine down. Uh-oh. Green. Oh, man. Green got in there against Aaron Mollett. Went in for a hammer jam. Green sticks an arm in there. Sends Mollett flying. Technical foul is called on Coach Puau. 6:07 to go. And holy cow. Puau just picked up a technical and then... Subsequent to the foul, Pulau's 10 feet out on the court, and he says, sick and tired of you guys making calls like that. 6:07 to go, and a technical sends Eric Taylor to the line. Pulau is about to get chucked. 22-13. Pulau better take it easy. He was inciting the crowd. All four coaches are up on their feet for NDNU. Now 23-13. Check it, 24-13 as both went down. So it's points in possession. And there's a conference now of the referees. And I don't know if they're talking about players or what's going to happen. SMU is supposed to get the ball back. Cooper's going, going insane. There's a technical following the ball was on the layup. Now Cooper's right next to me. He's really screaming at the coach, or at the referee, I should say, because he insisted they should get the possession. And yours truly agrees. But either way, Notre Dame got the ball. They brought it in. Cooper went crazy, but following the technical against Pua. Pua went on and on after the technical was called. I mean, he was out on the court. He was inciting the crowd, insisting that everybody in the place was in agreement with him, that the referees were incapable. Now SMU's got the ball, and they did steal it away, so there was no real harm done. And Cooper ended up getting the ball back for SMU. No shot was taken by NDNU. And now Hightower with a magnificent block. Soft jumper off by SMU. Roger O'Neill with a jumper. And the whistle is called by Notre Dame. And Puau screaming again at the referees. And the referee puts his palms to the floor and says, enough. And I think Puau's on his... Puau's on his last... The last straw with these referees. On the line is Roger O'Neill. He cans the first one, 25-13. Coach Puau is not happy. Let's put it that way. Second one goes down. With 5:20 to go, we're back underway, fans. It seems like everything's calmed down in the Conlon Center, at least for now. We'll see. You never know. Pettit with the runner. Pettit deep. Down with it, Frick. Puts the hands back up. Shot clock resets. Chasing it out of bounds is Squires. Squires ends up in the fourth row of the grandstands. Chasing after it. A lot of action here in this one. Pettit's got it now. He drifts over to the right side. He's being guarded by Bomber. Picks up an inadvertent screen by Poole. It's like he ran around the back of Poole. Poole didn't see him. He gave him a nice screen. He's the opponent, though. He didn't mean to do that. Pettit's got it now, top of the key. The Saints just playing really heavy defense with 9 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Frick. Seven, top of the key. Can't get any in the past Green. Now Hightower three on the way. Uh-oh, Hardvikson one on the way. No, it hit the backboard. And SMU forces the issue. It's a shot clock violation. 4:31 to go. 26-13. Ford getting ready to come back in at the next opportunity. Bomber brings it up left side after the unforced turnover. Well, they did force it. SMU forced it. Good stutter step by Squires. Gets it off to Jeremy Green. Two ball, top of the key, good. 28-13. SMU pulling away, 4:09 to go, fans. Hightower drifts over to the right side against Poole. Poole screaming in his face, and that is an intimidating move from a big dude. Right side Frick. Frick goes left, right-handed, kind of juked it, threw it up there. 3:56 to go. Foul is called against Roger O'Neill. That's his first. With 3:56 to go, you're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
To embrace all those little things in life, the experiences, the moments, we often take for granted, that give life joy and purpose.
Finding such a friend doesn't happen by itself. It happens because of all the passionate people at Guide Dogs for the Blind, the puppy raisers and dog trainers, the veterinarians, the volunteers, and everyone in between. Who can help fulfill their mission by contributing today? It's only through generous support of donors and volunteers that they can continue their charitable work. For more information, visit their website at guidedogs.com.
You got a friend in me. 28-13 in favor of the Saints. Both teams with 7 fouls. Notre Dame with a technical on the coaching squad. The referees are still talking about it, I think. And I think one of the moments of this tournament that will be remembered is the fact that the technical occurred when the Saints were going up for a layup. The Saints got 2 at the line. Both were made by Eric Taylor. And then in the controversial moment, the ball went back to Notre Dame. Which was simply not right. The Saints should have gotten the shots and the possession. With 3:56 to go, we are back underway, and Frick on the line. Tyler Frick, a 6'6" junior out of San Diego at 185 pounds. On the way. Good shot there by Frick. 28-14. This one's on the way, and they're both good. So now Bombers in the backcourt. 3:50 to go. Poole's got it. They work it up to Squires. Goes three ball, yes. Oh, man. That Galen Squires, he's just deadly out there on the right wing. That was a 25-foot shot easily. He was way out there. Almost stolen away, and it is stolen away. Green's got it all alone. Simple hammer jam by Green. Notre Dame has called a timeout, fans, after Green stole it away, took it himself from midcourt, nobody else around him, and then he just hammers it home. And, you know, he could have hammered it a lot harder. He had such a good hop, the 6'7", Green. Timeout, Notre Dame, 33-15, DU Radio.
No. You know what it is. Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow.
In 2010, the Dominican men's and women's soccer programs ended the season on the wrong foot, with disappointing losses to PacWest rival Notre Dame Dana Muir. In 2011, the Penguins, led by leading goal scorer junior Juliana G. Bradsburg and senior Pedro Guevara, looked to score early and score often throughout the 2011 season. Soccer director Jonathan Delano is excited about the upcoming spring season and also looking forward to the maturing of returning players in the 2011 season.
Groundbreaking on the Field of Dreams is hoped to start the spring 2011 semester and be completed midway through the fall 2011 season. Come cheer your Penguins to victory at the new stadium in Dolores Meadows.
Go Penguins!
You'll have a chance to shout Go Penguins tonight at 7:30. They are scheduled to tip off against Seattle Pacific University. 3:29 to go, fans. 33-15. Stuart Owen on radio. .dominican.edu. Inbounds Notre Dame. 33-15, it goes to Ford. Green dives over Ford. Green and Ford end up on the floor. And the foul is called against Ford.
Saints foul is on 21, Ryan Votaw, his first.
Oh, no, check that. It's on Votaw against Ford. 21 against 21. Gosh, Ford will go to the line, I was thinking, how could that have been against Ford? I must have blinked at just the wrong moment. But, in fact, it was against Ford. By Vota. So Notre Dame's forward will go to the line. Notre Dame's 21. 33-15. Ford on the way. Place is very quiet, and this one rattles home. And this one goes with the horseshoe. It's missed, but the putback by Trent Henwood. Trent Henwood is a 6'6" junior out of Sacramento. With the putback, 33-18, good move by Henwood. Coming up on 3 minutes, fans, and this one almost out of bounds as Poole. Poole chased it. And he was able to get a hand on it, but he was unable to get it back in cleanly. Ford brings it up against Galen Squires. Green had a finger on this one. He almost stole it away and did it again. Green, like he did that last series, was pretty tough. Mollett's got it. Hightower fading away, jumper in and out, taken away by Green. Green dumps it off to Bomber. Left side, Bomber across the timeline, 2:40 to go. Squires out there on the right wing. Squires already hit a couple of threes from here. He's out at 25, doesn't do it this time. Vota got it. Vota flings it over. Saints call timeout. Cooper came up on his feet. He's screaming something. Oh, Cooper is livid. 30-second timeout, radio.dominican.edu.
The right speak, and even have a universally broadcasted radio show. Multiple routes can be taken with communications. So if you're feeling indecisive, take it from me, DJ T-Baby, and declare communications as a major. Communication is the key to success in saying what you need to say.
Say what you need to say. Say what you need to say. Say what you need to say. Say what you need to say.
33-18 fans, 2:30 to go exactly. For SMU now, Roger O'Neill returns. The 6'5 sophomore out of Linwood got the start tonight, and he's back out on the floor. 2:20 now, the clock rolls. Ford's got it, left wing. He hands it off to Victor Lee. Lee goes up and under, left side, good. It was a great play by Lee in heavy traffic. Bomber brings it up very quickly, coming up on 2 minutes, 33-20. Notre Dame hanging tough all of a sudden. Notre Dame did the same kind of thing last night against Seattle Pacific. They kind of let it get away from them early. And then they ended up hanging very tough late in the game. SMU with a jumper, O'Neill, three ball, no. Back down Green, missed it, foul. 1:54 after Jeremy Green. At 6'8" is Green, and 225 pounds out of Kent. He hauls in the rebound, puts it back up, and instead of getting it to fall, he picks up the rebound. And Green knocks this one down. 1:54, Green will go again. 34-20 on the way, yes.
Three, Josh Pettit returns for NDNU.
Josh Pettit back in there for Notre Dame, the 6'1" junior out of Fontana. And a whistle before the ball even came back into play off ball. Roger O'Neill picks up his second. Got a little overzealous there trying to defend on the inbounds. And he gets yanked. And that's what happens. Michael Russo back in his place. O'Neill, take a breather. Cooper's going to have a word with him. Lee converts a three-point play. No, check it. Lee back to the line, makes this one. 35-21. On the three-point play, it was a foul on the inbounds. The ball never actually came live. Clock rolls now after the second one goes down. 35-22. 1:50 to go. This game and all the games from the Penguin Classic, including the ladies' game played earlier today, will be available for download at some point tomorrow. All five games of the Penguin Classic. They'll all be there at radio.dominican.edu for you to download and enjoy again and again. Right side now. Russo's got it. Six on the shot clock. Bomber's top of the key. I wonder if he knows it. He must know it. 3, 2, 1. Uh-oh. There's the shot clock. Air ball. And SMU now with a shot clock violation. Notre Dame gets it back. 1:17 to go. 35-22. I don't think Bomber knew it because at 4 seconds, he was still passing it around. Notre Dame now throws it away. Trent Harwood had it, or Henwood, I should say. Henwood had it. And he threw it into a group of nobody. Coming up on 1 minute, fans, in the first half. 6:10 p.m. in California. Off-ball penalty again. I think it's going to be on Hightower. And it is. 35-22. This one's called on Hightower again. Poole will shoot him. Several off-ball penalties called so far tonight. Blake Poole on the line. This one hits the front rim and bounces in. 36-22 with 1 minute and 1 second to go. Poole back to the line. On the way. This one rattles in. Poole got away with two of them there. Now Victor Lee brings it in, 58 seconds. Lee's got it. Good hand control there. Lee into the backcourt. Tremendous backcourt pressure. And that's a 10-second violation called against SMU.
against Notre Dame, SMU forces the issue. Timeout called by Notre Dame. I wonder if they got it before the 10 seconds was called. 50 seconds left on the clock, fans. Radio.Dominican.edu.
I am
a Dominican University athlete.
Dominican University of California proudly competes in the NCAA 2 division.
There's Ziegler, header, and it's in, goal, Penguins!
And the student athletes of Dominican University hold some of the highest GPAs on campus.
Just over the head, and it's in, Bratsburg with their second goal.
Give our athletes your support by attending games here at Dominican, or visit them on the web at www.dominicanathletics.com. You can also listen to Penguin Action Live via your smartphone, or online at radio.dominican.edu.
Thank you very much, Hunter Horenstein. We are back underway, fans. 45 seconds to go. Victor Lee's got it on the right wing. He drifts to the top of the key. Now they're working it down low. Pettit. Pettit's got it. He goes at 9 seconds on the shot clock. Pettit to the top of the key now. Trouble picks up the screen. Three ball on the way. No, missed it right. Just as the buzzer went, he did get rimmed. 20 seconds to go. SMU turns it back up court. 16 seconds. Bomber over to the right side. Squires back to Bomber, left side. Russo, 9 seconds. Squires, Poole, 7 seconds. On the way, good. Clock rolls. 3-2. Notre Dame's got it. Long jumper on the buzzer. In and out. Everybody thought he made it. It was a horseshoe. It was right back at him. I'll be back in 10 minutes, fans, with the stats. From the first half, 39-22 Saints, Dominican Classic Radio, .dominican.edu.
Majors are doing right now. So come and join us at Dominican's Communication Department. But
second half action, Notre Dame gets it. Notre Dame attacking the Southern Hoop now here at the Conlon Center, Dominican University of California. Notre Dame's got it. They bring it in. Working it outside is Frick. 15 seconds, Frick hasn't giving it up. He has it stolen away by Poole. A lot of fans talking about Poole at halftime. The biggest dude in the house, fans included. And Poole plays very nice basketball, really within himself. Shot from three-point land, Roger O'Neal, no. Stolen away now, Bomber. After NDNU pulled down the rebound, Bomber fights off Mullet. It goes out of bounds off Mullet, so SMU will hold on to it. Bomber really fought him off there. It was one-on-one all the way down. 43 seconds into it. Poole tries to bring it inbounds. Now he's going to do so on the other side of the key as it was tapped out of bounds. On the way in by Stormont. Now they get it in. Poole. Turnaround jumper. O'Neal, no. Stolen away by Stormont. Check it. Roger O'Neal. After Stormont got a hand on it, turned it around, couldn't really gain control of it. Then O'Neal follows it in, 41-22. Ford drives the lane, and he's fouled by Green. Thought it was on Green. It's on Roger O'Neal. 18:57 coming up in the next game. The final of the Penguin Classic will be the Mighty DUs. The Dominicans will be playing the Falcons from Seattle Pacific. Victor Lee re-enters the game in place of Frick. After Ford cans the first one. 18:57 to go. Ford back to the line, yes. 41-24, fans. In favor of SMU, have completely dominated this tournament. They destroyed the Penguins last night. And they're on their way to doing the same thing to Notre Dame right now. Ford's got it. The burst of speed across the middle. Ford fires it off. Oh, brother, to Mullet and an air ball from the left wing. Uncontested air ball. Squires, three ball on the way, yes. Bomber hammers it across the court to Squires, who buries a tray. 20-point advantage now for SMU. Hightower. They didn't give the points to SMU. Haven't given them to them yet. Cooper wanted three more. He doesn't get it. Coming up on 18 minutes. 10 seconds to go. 44-24. Mullet with a soft jumper over Poole, in and out. Back down with it, Hightower, yes. Amid heavy traffic. Hightower puts the hands up, gets it to fall. Ford inadvertently tripped there by Poole, but he's right back up. Ford is very fleet of foot. 17-40. Soft jumper, SMU, no. Back Ford with the rebound. Now he takes it himself. He jukes left, fakes right. Stolen away by Jeremy Green under the bucket. Flips it out to Squires. Squires now. Flip out left side. On the way, SMU, no. Back down Lee. Lee goes 360 across the timeline. 17-17 to go. Ford. 44-26, fans. Ford's got it. Left side Mullet. Hightower against Poole. Gets it down low to Lee. And he's fouled on the way. It was a great pass by Hightower to find the seam to Lee down low. O'Neal with his fourth foul. Lee heads back to the line. And Michael Russo re-enters the game in place of Roger O'Neal. Cheyenne Lishman has entered the game for the first time today. Cheyenne Lishman, fans, is a 6'2" junior out of Kailua, Hawaii. 17 minutes to go. Bombers got it on the left wing, way out there. Galen Squires now, right side, drifts down, gets it to the corner. Back over to Squires. Bombers thinking about it. Bounces it to Poole, softly to Green, up and in. Right over the top of Lishman. Lishman came in there, tried to block out Green, couldn't do it. 16 and a half to go, 46-28, Saints. Squires on defense against Ford. On the left wing, Lishman. He doesn't do anything with it, goes back to the top of the key to Ford. Ford drives in against Squires. Squires with some pretty nice defense. Up and in by Ford, who drives the lane. Boy, did he ever drive it. 46-30, 16-15 to go. Play there by Ford. Squires. Stutter step, now he goes into the right corner, back up to Galen. Low bounce pass to Poole, down low. Three ball on the way. No, a little bit short by Michael Russo. Ford brings it up, Lishman, down low to Stormont. Stormont muffs it away, back to Lishman, gets it back. Hightower on the corner. Now he flings it over to Lishman, thinking three ball. Got Bomber on him. 15-40 to go, Lishman. Top of the key, travels with it. Media timeouts called, fans. And that means yours truly. You are listening to NC2A Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins Radio. .dominican.edu, Penguin Classic, Dominican University of California.
Bumped up right side, helped across, and that's it! Swingle with the block, Josh! Swingle puts it away, and the Penguins with their first conference victory! Reach the arc.
What's up, Doc?
Oh, hey, Bud. I was just about to talk about the communication department for the future students of Dominican.
Oh, there you are. I've been searching frantically for you everywhere.
Oh, good, Daffy. You can help, too. Bugs and I were just...
Well, you talked me into it.
So if you like to talk as much as I do, then you definitely should go...
15:38 to go, fans. 46:30. Radio.dominican.edu. Trent Henwood's re-enter the game for the Argonauts, as has Brock Pendleton with 15 and a half to go. Squires to Poole. Poole down low. Oh, Poole's in trouble. He flips it out to Russo. Top of the key, Squires. Bomber, left wing, 32 feet. Not going to do it. He wasn't even thinking about it. Lee, all over him. Poole, low bounce pass. Now they get it in there. Pendleton gives it away. Poole found him down low, but Pendleton ran into trouble. Coming up on 15 minutes, Victor Lee. We're in the second half action, fans. 46-30. In favor of the Saints, who are considered the home team. And now a three ball. And that's the first one of the night for the Notre Dames by Henwood. He was out there on the left wing, about 22 feet. And now they find Poole down low on the assist by Pendleton. Poole answers for a deuce. 48-33, 14-33 to go. Ford, left side. Ford has had a lot of work tonight. Played a lot last night. Now Victor Lee has it over the top of Poole softly with great patience. Gets it off, misses it right. Loose ball. Galen Squires comes up with it. 14-15 to go, fans, in the second half. 48-33. SMU on offense. Attacking the northern hoop to my right. Squires thinking three ball in the corner. Now Poole into the corner, bomber. Soft jumper, bomber. Ball moved in the air the same way he was headed, and that was drifting to the left from the right elbow. Bomber didn't get it to fall. The rebound attempt by Russo ends up in a foul against him. That's the third foul committed by Stormont. And Puau's going to bring somebody in place of Stormont, I believe. And he decides to send in Jeff Pyrrell. Stormont to the bench after the first one. 13:52 to go, fans, as Russo. After Russo cans the first one. 49-33 on the way, and this one's perfect. .639 on the West Coast in California, fans. Dominican University of California. Ford on the way. Ford can't find the bucket. Gets his own rebound. Puts it back up. No. Squires. Oh, Squires gets tripped on the way across the timeline by Ford. And they call it against. Oh, they call it against Ford. Ford was coming in behind Squires. Which I'm kind of surprised by because I'm sure that was inadvertent. Totally. Ford did not mean he was going after the ball, but he ended up pushing Squires. Squires didn't even know Ford was behind him. He was running so hard, bringing it across the timeline. Russo will bring it in, the 6'6" freshman. He's out of Sammamish, Washington. I think everybody knows where that is. Russo's right here, just a foot or two away from me. He gets it in, gets it back. They fling it back to Russo, and he hits the three from 26 feet. And that was a mile and a half out there. 53-33 SMU. 13:20 to go. Notre Dame's got it. Lee. Top of the key, left side now. Into the hands of Lishman. Now they fling it back over to Pettit. Goes three ball, no. Squires get with the rebound. 13 minutes, fans, in the second half. Poole's got it. Soft jumper, left side, short. Taken back down, Taylor. Flips it back outside. Two ball on the way. No. Put back by Poole is good. Poole in perfect position once again. That guy's an absolutely dominant force, Poole. Timeout, Argonauts fans. 12:48 to go. 55-33. Radio.dominican.edu.
Radio. If you didn't know, well, now you know.
In 2010, the Dominican men's and women's soccer programs ended the season on the wrong foot with disappointing losses to PacWest rival Notre Dame Dana Muir. In 2011, the Penguins, led by leading goal scorer junior Juliana G. Brasberg and senior Pedro Guevara, looked to score early and score often throughout the 2011 season. Soccer director Jonathan Delano is excited about the upcoming spring season and also looking forward to the maturing of returning players in the 2011 season.
Groundbreaking on the Field of Dreams is hoped to start the spring 2011 semester and be completed midway through the fall 2011.
12:48 to go, 55-33, Saints. Inbounds Notre Dame at midcourt. Pettit's got it. Right wing, Lishman. Good fake. Accepts the screen from Pyrrell. And Lishman drives it home after the screen. Good runner in the lane. 12 and a half to go, fans. 55-35. Taylor's got it. Over to Pendleton. In the right corner. Three ball on the way. By Squires, no. Taking down Lee. Two on one. Lee, the one. Lee, fouled. On the way. He wanted to take it all the way in himself, and Eric Taylor got a hand in there. Twelve, 13 to go. Taylor's second. Victor Lee on the line. Hightower and Green are back in there for the Argonauts and the Saints, respectively. Second one by Lee is good. .1207 to go, fans. 55-37 after Lee knocks them both down. Good ball control there by the Saints. They work it to Green. And at the last second, Green is fouled. And Lishman picks up his first. Whacking, well, I thought he was, yeah, it was against Green. Green goes back to the line, and that one goes down. Squires out. Votaw's back in there in place of Squires. And the second one's on the way. That Green is solid. Holy cow. Green's in there at 6'8", and he's just a total shooter. He's got a great defensive game as well. 57-37, inside of 12. Right side now, Lee. Lee's got it. Brings it back to the top of the key to Mollett. Passes it off. Mollett drives in right side to the baseline. The give to Stormont. He goes up and he's fouled. We're in a fouling pattern now, fans. Every 20 seconds, there's a whistle. And there's a timeout. 11:40, 20-point game. Saints on top. Radio.Dominican.edu.
Say what you need to say. 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 Up in my town, when you see me, you know everything. Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. I put it down for you.
Do work. Go Penguins.
11:40 to go, fans. Saints on top by 20 in the second half. Game number 3 of the Dominican Classic. Featuring Notre Dame, Dana Moore, St. Martin's University, and Seattle Pacific. And, of course, the mighty Dominicans. Don't want to forget them. They're the hosts. We are at Dominican University of California. Stormont on the way. He missed it left. Conlon Center falls silent now. And Stormont knocks down the second. Notre Dame. Big time pressure in the backcourt. They end up getting the ball back. Victor Lee off the glass. No bucket. Waved off. Jeremy Green picks up the blocking foul. Now the scoreboard indicates that that was Green's first, but the overhead announcer says it's his second. I got to believe the overhead announcer. Victor Lee's on the line. 11 and a half to go, fans, when Lee's done. 57-39. Lee's bucket was tipped back in, but it was waved off. It was fouled on the way.
Falcons from Seattle Pacific going to take on the Penguins here in about 45 minutes. Second one's missed. Green down with it. Green brings it up. Flings it over to Squires in the left corner. Squires, big time trouble. Green. Now they get it back over to O'Neill. Check it. That's Vota. O'Neill. Vota, I should say. I don't know how many times I'm going to make that mistake. Green now with a turnaround jumper from the corner. 18-footer good. Just inside the line. Coming up on 11 minutes. 59-39 Saints. This one's kicked by Green. And they slow things down. Hightower had the ball. Tried a low bounce pass. Green stuck the foot out instinctively. Kicked it away. And they stop play for that. 11 minutes exactly, fans. 59-39. Clock rolls. Poole gets ready to re-enter. Notre Dame ball. Left side mullet whistle. Foul called on Squires. Squires, who's played just about every minute of the game, finally picks up his first. Six fouls committed by the Saints. Inbounds very softly to Notre Dame. Beautiful play to Stormont. Inbounds right under the bucket. Stormont's waiting all alone. Converts a deuce. 10:40 to go. Squires now comes up. Flings it over to Poole. Top of the key is re-entered. As you might imagine, that's why I called his name Bomber. Bomber throwing the elbows all over the place. He's being guarded very closely by Pettit. Poole now under the bucket. Outside to Bomber. Three ball on the way. Missed it right. Down Poole with the rebound. Play there. Vota. Now back to the top of the key to Bomber. 10:20 to go. Clock rolls. Green. Top of the key with Hightower on him. Left wing. To Poole. And Green. Green may have twisted an ankle or something. 10:12 to go, and Green gets rung up for an illegal screen. That's his second. 10:05 to go. Bomber ran in up against Josh Pettit. And couldn't flank him, nor did he come set. He was right in between. And that's going to send Pettit to the line with 10:01 to go, fans. 59-41, it's all Saints. On the way, good. Roger O'Neill re-enters, the 6'5 sophomore out of Linwood, in place of Ryan Vota. Second one by Pettit, misses, short. Green with a rebound. Bomber backcourt. Bomber brings it up against Pettit. Now they get it to Green. Back over there to Poole, three ball on the way, straight up, no. Taken down by Victor Lee, 9:45 to go, fans. 59-42. Uh-oh, driving in is Josh Pettit, and Pettit with a 360 tripped over one of the SMUs lying on the floor. He's called for traveling. 59-42, 9.5. We're going to wipe up the floor real quick. Somebody hit the deck. At this point in the game, everybody's kind of sweaty. Poole's going to bring it in. 9.5 clock rolls, 59-42, Saints. Squires brings it up against Victor Lee. Good patience, Squires. Top of the key, no. Actually, was just inside the top with a soft jumper drifting in. Turn around, Victor Lee gets it and gets it to fall amid heavy, heavy traffic. 9:10 to go. Squires now brings it up left side. 59-44, Saints. O'Neill's got it, now top of the key over to Poole. Now back over to Galen. Squires inside of 9 minutes, Poole down low. Soft jumper on the turnaround by Roger O'Neill falls from the left wing.
inside left wing, two ball. 61-44, 8:45 to go. Penguins and the Falcons coming up next. Left side is Pettit. Bottom of the bucket. Now Pettit gets it back after the Notre Dame's with a nice rebound. 8.5 to go, fans. 61-46. Pettit converts a duck. Bombers got it. Left wing now. Uh-oh, Poole's all alone down there. The only white jersey in the area. There were four Notre Dames down there. Poole, number 44, in the middle of the key. And Poole is fouled along the way. 8:20 to go. Poole to the line. Poole shooting two. And that one goes. Ford returns for the Argonauts. Poole on the way. A little bit deep, but it rattles in there. Good 2 points by Poole. Poole's had a tremendous tournament, and that guy can play. Soft jumper now on the up by Mollett. No, a little bit deep. Back down. Squires now. Oh, no. Squires muffed it right out of bounds off his own foot. Squires had it, and he kind of looked up on it. Even a great ball handler like Galen Squires. It happens. It's almost inconceivable out of this guy. But he looked up on it and accidentally kicked it out of bounds. 63-46 Saints inside of eight. Here's Mollett, left side. Now Ford. Ford, 360 spinner, two steps, scissor legs, whistle. I think it may be against Poole. Nope. It's going to be called against Squires. And that's the third against Squires. Although we're getting conflicting reports on the number of fouls committed by Squires. Radio.Dominican.edu. Back in 30.
Such as volleyball, softball, and the most popular basketball.
Fast break to Gorilla on the way. Gorilla with a nice layup, two ball.
Now, what's not to like about Dominican radio?
This is a Biggie Bencomo production. And DU Radio is the good life.
Like we always do with this time. I go for mine. I get to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky.
Evacuate the building, please, everybody. We have something going on.
You are listening to radio.dominican.edu.
You are now locked on the Penguin Radio, home of the freshest DJs in the Bay Area.
I listen to Penguin Radio nonstop.
I love the variety of Penguin
Radio. Radio.Dominican.edu. 7:48 to go, fans. 63-46. Nine fouls committed by the Saints, four committed by the Argonauts. Game three of the Dominican Classic here on December 18th, 2010. Stuart Horn with you on radio.dominican.edu. World wide as usual. Ford on the line. And he misses short. And it skipped to the back of the rim and popped out. Ford back on the line. Toes it with his right foot. On the way. Boxing out. Ford knocks down the second. 63-47, clock rolls. Ford now tips it out, and they give it back to SMU. Ford thought it was out of bounds off of SMU. But the Saints get it. Into the backcourt, Bomber. Low bounce pass, moves it up to Green, top of the key. Now back outside, now back to Bomber. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Squires has got it. Foot fake. Goes left. Goes right. Fakes left. Goes right. Got it again on the right wing. Soft jumper on the way. Three ball. Deep. Loose ball. Who's going to come up with it? I can't see who has it. Referee's right in my way. Somebody just fired a three from long range. Put back by Poole.
The long-range shot was green. And Poole was in perfect position once again. Boy, I've said that a lot over the last couple days. And Poole knocks it down, 65-47, coming up on 7 minutes. Whistle off ball. Called against Green? No, it's called against Notre Dame's Tyler Frick. Frick picks up his first. That's the fifth committed by the Notre Dames in the second half. 7:03 to go in the second half, 65-47. Bomber brings it up to Squires. Back to Bomber, right in front of us, over to Poole. Midcourt. Squires drives in, slams into Frick. Hits the deck. Another one on Frick. Frick picks up 2 in 10 seconds. Squires went down. He went down hard. He was wincing. He'll go to the line. .6:49 to go, fans. Saints have the ball. They bring it in. Bombers got it top of the key. Thrown away. Oh, the push on Squires. He was going for the ball. He ended up pushing Victor Lee pretty hard in the back. He shoved him. Lee hits the deck going about 100 miles an hour, perhaps faster. They were both going after the ball, but Lee had the jump. Lee will go to the line now, 65-47. It's taking about 5 minutes to play the last 14 seconds of regulation ball. This one's missed by Lee, 3 feet to the left. Even Lee turned around and kind of laughed at himself on that one. This one's deep and left. It's no laughing matter to miss two. High-level collegiate play. Poole's got it now after Bomber brings it across. Lee is really playing Bomber tough. I mean, he is playing him so tough. Holy cow, I would not want any part of that. Lee is quite upset after missing two freebies. Bomber's got it with Ford in his face. Poole now. Now they get it to Bomber off the glass. No. Green followed it in, but Bomber hits the deck. 6:15 to go. Whistles. 65-47. Bomber finally hits a deck, and now he'll go to the line. And he misses this one deep. Josh Penner will re-enter in place of Victor Lee. You're gonna take 11. 65-47, Bomber back. Backspin, yes. So Pettit now on the run. Coming up on 6 minutes, fans. Let's get to a red dog here. Pettit goes over right side. Flings it to the top of the key. Over to Mollett. Good. Straight away. Mollett, 21 feet. 6 minutes exactly, fans. Squires now coming up against Ford. Squires. Oh, he had the open court. And then Pettit stuck an arm in there. They call the foul on Ford. So Ford's gone after five with 5:54 to go. And Victor Lee is going to come back in after Ford gets chucked. 5:54 to go. Squires to the line. Squires now banks it in off the glass. Finds the square. It was so deep it went. Coach Cooper comes up and indicates that he meant to do that. Now this one goes in a more traditional fashion. 5:52 to go as the clock rolls. That Squires, he gets him to fall. Period. Pettit with the jumper. Outside, on the way Lee, three ball, yes. 58, check it, 68-53 with 5.5 to go after Lee buries a tray ball. Comes Bomber across the middle. Green. Green's up against Frick. Now Poole, top of the key. They get it over to O'Neal. Now Bomber again, right here in front of the broadcasting area. Close to midcourt. 5:10 to go. Poole, 360, thinks about it. Softly, glass, up and in. Good angle, couldn't get it to fall. Ooh, and now Poole. Somebody stepped on Poole's left foot. Falling away, Pettit off the glass, whistle, two. And he'll get to go to the line. Wow, what a play. That was unbelievable as he was falling away, way off the glass. Inside of 5 minutes, Saints called timeout. Radio.Dominican.edu.
You are now locked on the Penguin Radio, home of the freshest DJs in the Bay Area.
I listen to Penguin Radio nonstop.
I love the variety Penguin Radio has to offer.
I listen to Penguin Radio everywhere I go, even on my iPhone.
Damn, they got the illest DJs coming out of your speakers. You feeling me?
Keep it locked here on radio.dominican.edu, home of Penguin Radio. If you didn't know, well, now you know.
Inside of 5 minutes now, fans. 4:59 to be exact. Stuart Horn on radio.dominican.edu. Day number two of the Penguin Classic. 68-55, St. Martin's University on top. Pettit to the line. Pettit, the 6'1" junior out of Fontana. Knees bent, black hose high, missed it, tipped out by Poole. Oh, and they're going to give it back to the Saints. Holy cow, everybody in the world thought it was out off the Saints. And it was right in front of Coach Pua. Right in front of him. Well, anyway, the Saints have it. Squires now with 4:40 to go. Bombers got it, top of the key. Back over to Squires, thinking three ball. Oh, Mullet came flying in on him, no foul. 4:37 to go, fans. Green, three ball on the way with nine, no. Tipped out into the hands of SMU. They get it back, and the put back by Roger O'Neal goes. Josh Pettit's got it. He comes across, taps the top of the head, indicating the play. Dribbles it left-handed, now right-handed, now left. 4:15 to go, fans. Driving in now is Victor Lee. Left-handed hook shot. Nice play there by Lee. Now Lee has pulled off a couple of magnificent plays in this game. 70-57. 4 minutes to go. Green's got it. Now Poole on the left wing. Whistle off ball. Called against Victor Lee. And the referee is talking to Victor Lee. Wanted to know where the foul came from. Did Lee? And he got a very thorough explanation. All right. We'll be right back, fans. Timeout's been called. Radio.dominican.edu.
What's up, Doc?
Oh, hey, Bug. I was just about to talk about the communication department for the future students of Dominican.
Oh, there you are. I've been searching frantically for you everywhere.
Oh, good, Daffy. You can help, too. Bugs and I were just about to talk about the radio broadcast opportunities that Dominican has to offer.
Did you know that you could be your own host your own radio show 1 hour a week?
Well, you talked me into it.
So if you like to talk as much as I do, then you definitely should go onto our website at radio.dominican.edu and check out what other radio broadcast majors are doing right now. So come and join us at Dominican's Communication Department. But I hate to say it, now it's time to say goodbye. Say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
That's all, folks.
3:53 to go, fans. Radio.Dominican.edu broadcasting. NC2A basketball worldwide, 70-57. St. Martin Saints on top. Looks like the Saints are going to go undefeated in the Penguin Classic this year. Seattle Pacific got past Notre Dame last night. So it looks like Notre Dame will be swept. Penguins lost to the Saints last night, so the Penguins would love to get a split by getting past Seattle tonight. We'll see if they can do it. Roger O'Neill goes to the line and cans the first one. Second one's on its way, and it misses way left. Tipped out. Lee gets the rebound. Lee brings it up. Lee goes between the legs. Now he drifts over to the right side. Mollett's got it. Mollett drifts in off the backboard. And Mollett, with a line drive, gets it to fall. Poole, now it's 2-on-1, 3-on-1, all alone. The putback by Green. SMU scores after O'Neill missed it. 3:25. And now right in front of Media Row, the referees have called timeout. 3:24 on the clock, but the clock was rolling as the ball came inbounds before the player touched it. Be surprised if they don't add a couple seconds, and they do. 3:27. They started the clock before the player actually touched the ball. And the referee with a heads-up call caught that. 3:20 to go, 73-59. So Bomber picks up the foul, and that's his fourth against Pettit. And Pettit goes to the line now. On the way, yes. Henwood back in there now for the Argos in place of Stormont. Pettit back to the line. On the way, Pettit down, Poole. 3:18 to go. Here comes Bomber against Lee. He goes right to the middle of the house and then spins around. Brings it across Poole between the circles. Bomber against Lee again. O'Neill, he's got it. He's got nowhere to put it, though. Now he softly to Squires in the corner. Lobs it over the top of the defender. Pettit, Bomber, 2:54 to go, fans. 8 on the shot, 7, 6, Bomber. Down low, Poole, 5. Poole pushed off the defender. Got the bucket to drop. Pushed off of Henwood. Offensive foul called on Poole. That's his second. Well, Poole, for such a big dude, is only committed 2. That's unbelievable, but testimony to his great play. The guy's great on both sides of the ball. 2:49 to go. 73-60. And the clock rolls 2:48. NDNU's got it. They need a little extra time if they're going to get back in this thing. Down by 13. Back to the top of the key, and it can be done. 13 points in 2.5 minutes is totally doable, but not that way because they just missed an easy shot on goal by Stormont. In the backcourt now, killing some of the clock is Bomber. He falls against Lee, and they call it on him. Bomber goes back to the line after he ran into Lee, or apparently Lee had caused the problem. Lee then got up and skidding all over the place. I think there was some moisture on the floor. 2:28 to go, Bomber on the line. And it goes, and he'll go again. Penguins and the Falcons coming up next. Bomber makes the second one. Clock rolls now. 75-60. Saints. Frick dumps it off to Pettit. Back to Frick. Outside. Three ball. No. Poole taps it out. Poole fouls Pettit on the way back up. Poole had the rebound. It's on Roger O'Neill, not Poole. And that is the fifth on O'Neill, so he gets yanked. He'll be replaced by Vota. So O'Neill's done with 2:15 to go. It's a 15-point game.
Pettit on the line. And he makes the first one. Pettit has a very interesting delivery as he bends way down and then comes up to deliver the freebie. Pretty effective, though. That's a good shooter. Does it again. Cans them both. 75-62, 2:15 to go. Backcourt, full court pressure now. Bomber flings it up to Squires. Squires dumps it off to Votaw. Back to the top of the key to Bomber. Bomber's got Frick climbing up his back with 2:02 to go, and Bomber will go back to the line. A couple phantom shots, no ball in his hand. Bomber gets ready to do it anyway. Oh, on the way and a little bit deep. It bounces 4 or 5 feet straight up and then out. We'll see now if Bomber can get this one to fall on the way. Yeah, oh, in and out. Put back pool. No, too much. Down with it. Lee. Lee wants to bring it himself. Lee, stutter step, left side. Lee on the way. Oh, brother, and Green with a massive rejection, but somehow Notre Dame gets it back. Kick out, 1:49 to go. Victor Lee's got the ball. Loose ball now, Bomber with it in the backcourt. And Bomber's just going to slow things down. 1:40 to go. Green's got it now, and they're just going to eat some of the clock. 90 seconds to go, fans. Poole, top of the key. Now back over to Squires. Squires to Votaw and a whistle. And the foul is called against Josh Pettit. And that's his first. So for all the times I've called Pettit's name tonight, he finally commits his first foul. 1:22 to go. Ryan Votaw to the line. On the way. Perfect. Galen Squires in the backcourt. Along with Mollett. And the second one goes down. Subs in there is Elimane Scott Diallo. Scott Diallo is a 6'6" junior out of Sacramento. And he's going to take the place of Frick. So they get it off to Victor Lee on the way up from the right. Lee with another deuce. 1 minute and 10 seconds now. Poole's got it in the backcourt, Bomber. Now they find Votaw. Bounce pass to Green and the hammer jam. Green pounds one home for a deuce and then hangs on the rim for a while. 55 seconds to go, fans. Bringing it up. Argonauts, Pettit's got it, stolen away. Squires, Votaw, left side, all alone, off the glass whistle. Now Green was waiting there to put it back down with 44.4 to go. Scott Diallo picks up his first foul as SMU gets ready to sub in two. Kyle Karnofsky coming in for the Saints. All right. Brad Norman's come in also. Final 45 seconds of play. Norman and Karnofsky getting in there. 37 seconds to go. Stolen away from Pettit. Now Votaw, all alone right side, easily in. 80-64. 30 seconds to go, fans. Also, Pat Kelly's come in, a 6-foot sophomore out of Redwood City. Kelly. Kelly brings it across the timeline, and play is slowed down in the end line. 25.6 seconds, 82-64. Eric Taylor re-enters in place of Bomber. And Michael Russo is going to come back in as well, the 6'6" freshman. Green's out. 82-64, they're just wiping up the floor a little bit. You're listening to the Penguin Classic, Dominican University of California. Worldwide on radio.dominican.edu in our 11th season, fans. Worldwide Penguin basketball. And in this case, bonus coverage. Bringing you the game between the Saints and Notre Dame. And now thrown away. And it'll be Notre Dame ball with 15 seconds to go after the air ball chucked up by Pat Kelly. Inbounds, 15 seconds, clock rolls, 13. Pettit's got it across the timeline, 11. Now a whistle with 10.4 to go. Foul is called against Eric Taylor. And that's Taylor's fourth. Pettit on the line with 10.4 seconds, 82-64. Pettit on the way, good. Penguins and Falcons coming up next. 10 seconds to go, though. This one falls. 82-66. 10 seconds to go, fans. Inbounds to Taylor. Now they get it up to Russo. Five. Across the middle, they just hold on to it. Karnofsky's got it one, and that'll do it, fans. So in this one, between the Argonauts and the Saints, it's 82 Saints, 66 Argonauts. Penguins and the Falcons coming up. Scheduled to start in 12 minutes. Shouldn't be too much longer than that. Going to give a little time for both teams to warm up. We'll have that one for you. Penguin Classic Radio. Dominican.edu.
Losses to PacWest rival Notre Dame Dana Muir in 2011.